And we'll read those words now, Matthew 5, 18 to 20. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does not teaches them, he shall be called great. He shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. My interpretation of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, as I am a dispensationalist, is the messianic kingdom promised in the Old Testament, and the Lord Jesus Christ is offering that to Israel. I believe that that is the messianic kingdom, following our dispensationalist scholars. I won't go down that line, but that's, I believe, what is happening, and it is still relevant to us today. We're still waiting for the kingdom to be established, and we've got to live for the Lord in the context of the Christian church, ready to be caught up to meet the Lord. But here is a revealing statement from the Lord Jesus. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means be entering the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20. Of course, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we are born again and enter his spiritual kingdom. No problem about that. We believe the Lord has a messianic ministry to Israel first. He came to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that's why he said, do not go to any Gentile person. Don't go to any Gentile person. Don't even go to the Samaritans. But only go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. A job has to be done first. And that's what I believe the Lord is offering here. But there's a real problem. They've got the promises. They've got the covenants. But they're not ready. Still not ready. Still not ready. Even when Moses set them up at Mount Sinai, and they were circumcised. He said, oh, that all of you were prophets. Oh, that all of you were circumcised of heart. I know you're going to go and rebel against God. That's all in Deuteronomy 32. It's only a faithful remnant that kept very, very close to the Lord that we read in the Scriptures and in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are facing a dilemma here. They thought they had a right to be in the coming Messianic kingdom by being born a Jew. But they had to qualify. How did it start off? Repent and believe the gospel, the good news about the kingdom, and be baptized, confessing your sin. People go to this Sermon on the Mount thinking that it's a guide for all of society, and if you do this, everything will be all right. That was Mahatma Gandhi. He said this. Christians, they don't live the Sermon on the Mount. Christians don't live the Sermon on the Mount. And he's right. I read an interesting book one time where it says, are evangelicals born again? And there were studies in the Sermon on the Mount. What sort of people are we? What sort of people are we? Are we just people that sign, put up our hands to be saved, or sign a card to get saved? Praise God, many have. I put up my hand and went out in the meeting. The thing was, show it. Demonstrate it. Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, what are you doing here? You go away and do good works as evidence of repentance. He turned them away. You've got to go and repent. And when you repent, then there's the evidence. Here's the character of the citizens of the kingdom. Someone has called the Sermon on the Mount the manifesto of the kingdom. This is what the citizens who are waiting for the kingdom to be established, that's what they will be living like. Not like the scribes and the Pharisees. So when the Lord Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds, he's not talking about quantity. He's not saying you've got to do more good works than they. He said your good works have to be different. Quality. Real people who have repented, been baptized, and are living for the King. Now you are ready to be able to live out the righteous standard of the law. That's the call of the Christian believer, you know. Romans chapter 8. That the righteous standard of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. We believe as dispensationalists that the whole legislation of the law came to an end at the cross. But God's moral law can't come to an end because God's always there. It's administered in different ways, in dispensation, different dispensations. And in the dispensation of grace, we have the teachings of grace. That's why Paul said, circumcision counts for nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. The book of Galatians. Following the word of God. So here we have the messianic words of the Lord Jesus and what penetrating words they are. Now here are some of his messianic works. Remember, this is what we're doing. This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying, and it is evidence of the Messiah. Matthew 8, 16 and 17, this is important, the casting out of demons. Matthew 8, 16 and 17, and we read, when evening had come, they brought of him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, here we are again. Okay, there is another finger pointing. Here he is. Here it is. The fulfillment of the prophecies. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Does anyone know where that comes from? Isaiah 53. Ah. This verse is fulfilled in the earthly ministry of Jesus, not in the atonement. I don't believe the healing, bodily healing, is in the atonement. This verse is misquoted. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses in his earthly life and brought deliverance. I've seen too many casualties of people who believe that physical healing is in the atonement. That is, you get your sins forgiven by faith and you get all your physical illnesses the same way, healed by faith, because Jesus died on the cross for them. Too many tragedies. It's not a truth. But here is the fulfillment of that prophecy. Jesus' healing, hallelujah. We've seen it. The prayer of faith and so on. So here the Lord Jesus Christ is fulfilling that prophecy. Isaiah saw that. In that 53rd chapter, the fourth servant song, he's transported down to the cross, down to the cross. Describes the cross for us there in Calvary, and then he has that flash of that significant ministry before he went to Calvary bearing their infirmities. You see, not only is the Lord as Messiah and King, not only has he the right, but he must have the ability to make the laws of the kingdom.